The latest news and analysis is brought to you every Monday to Thursday.
Live
in the Israel Update with Anthony Rach, only on High FM.
Anthony Rach, a very, very good morning. Sorry about that.
Booker Tov Howard, how are you guys doing today?
Yes, excellent, thank you. The investigation into a case of Jewish terror has been expanded. A number of students from a yeshiva have been summoned for questioning by security services. What is the case of terror that is being investigated?
So this is a situation that involves the death of a Palestinian lady, Aisha Rabi. And she died when her husband was driving a car in which she was traveling, and she was apparently hit by a rock that was thrown to her towards the car and hit her as a result of, and she obviously sustained injuries as a result of which she died. Apparently she was actually hit on the head by these rocks as her husband drove this car near to the Tapuach Junction, which we already know because it's become very well known for incidents of terror perpetrated against Jews who live around the area. But on this particular occasion, unfortunately, it was the other way around. And so there has been this investigation, which has been quite public because of the fact that it involves minors. And a number of minors have actually been taken in for questioning by the security services and actually have been held in custody. And this has provoked an outrage from certain quarters of the community who have objected to the fact that these minors have been held. They have accused the security services of holding the minors without allowing them access to lawyers. There is an organization called Choneinu, which is representing these individuals and has issued accusations against the security services in terms of the way that they've treated these minors. But I think the main issue is the whole issue of the increase in the number of incidents of Israeli Jewish violence perpetrated against Palestinians. And we have statistics that show that in 2018, the number of incidents increased quite dramatically from 197 incidents in 2017 to 295 incidents in 2018. So that's an increase of almost 50%. And of course, this particular event that's being investigated at the moment is unfortunately one of them. And I say it's unfortunate because while obviously we have to take into consideration that these incidents are being perpetrated against a background, and the background is that Jews are constantly under threat from incidents of terror, from terrorists who are acting in some sort of a spontaneous manner, just attacking people as we saw so many times, people just standing at bus stops who've been mowed down or have been shot, pregnant women being shot, unborn children killed in the process. So, I mean, there's a background of terror activities that are being perpetrated against Jews and against Israelis. And in particular, the community living in Judea and Samaria feel at risk and feel that they are particularly targeted because of the fact that it's much more difficult to secure them in the areas that they live. And so as a result of that, we're now seeing some sort of revenge attack, revenge situation arising where Jews are perpetrating attacks which are considered to be similar in nature to the attacks that are perpetrated against Jews, rocks being thrown at cars, you know, things of that sort of nature, which we see so, so frequently. And by the way, there are so many incidents of rocks being thrown against Jewish cars that don't result in anything in particular. Fortunately, the people managed to get away, and so we don't hear about it. And if we had to record every time there were incidents of rocks being thrown towards Jewish cars, you know, we wouldn't have enough time to speak about anything else. So let's just put all of that into some sort of a perspective. Having said that, there is no excuse for Jews to be killing Palestinians in this way. This kind of behavior is against the law, and it's against Jewish values, and it's not okay. And I think that even if these people are minors, and perhaps particularly if they're minors, they should really be pulled in, and lessons should be learned. The security services need to be aware of it. And, you know, one has to ask where the parents of these children are, where the teachers are. Now we're involved with the Pre-Haaretz Yeshiva, where something like 30 of the students there have been summoned for questioning. So the question is, what's going on at this yeshiva that has resulted in its involvement, or or alleged involvement in this particular incident. This is not okay, and I think that, you know, our security services and our teachers and our parents really need to put a stop to this, because even if we might be under terror attack and even if they might be behaving badly towards us, I don't believe that it warrants revenge and behavior of this type.
Well, Gimple says, I hope their houses get demolished if they are guilty. Terror is terror. And I happen to agree with him. I think that if it isn't treated in the same way, I think it would be a major problem.
Well, I think that, you know, some people feel that not only is it not treated in the same way, some people feel that the Jews are treated much more severely than the Palestinians, that there are incidents of Palestinian terror, that people, they managed somehow to get away with it, that when it comes to sentencing, the sentences are not so severe as they might be, that there might be even more concentration, more severe treatment dished out towards Jews who are perpetrating terror. I mean, I haven't heard of a Jewish home being demolished, for example, but there are certainly people who feel that Jews are being unfairly treated because they, in the same circumstances and the same set of incidents, get given much more severe treatment than the Palestinians who carry out the same sort of attacks.
Somebody says, what is your basis for saying it's against Jewish values? What about a concept of a Rodef? I think it's absolute nonsense. I'm sorry. To say that, that you can throw stones or do anything to hurt an innocent woman, on the basis of anything halachic or Jewish is an absolute disgrace to, I think it's an insult actually to Jewish values, quite honestly.
I'm certainly not an expert on the Rodef, but as far as I'm concerned, this was not a Rodef. This woman had absolutely no part to play in anything that went on. This was just
an
arbitrary incident.
Correct. Nobody's suggesting that if somebody's coming running at you, with a knife or a gun, that you don't take action. Of course not. But when you're talking about an innocent woman, I think that's absolute nonsense.
Certainly an unfortunate incident, and obviously it's going to occupy, you know, the press for some time, and we'll probably have an opportunity to talk about it again. But, you know, the fact that their mind is involved for me is a really very, very sad part
of
the story.
Yes, well, Mervyn says the Rosh Hashiva should be questioned, and I think he's absolutely right. You know, a lot of the issues around Palestinian terror, we know, stems from the type of education that many of the kids are getting in terms of learning to hate Jews and anti-Semitism being part of the school curriculum. If we are starting to see some kind of Palestinian behavior developing in this way, then I do think we need to look at the education system.
I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, I'm one of the big critics of the Palestinian education system, because I believe that they are raising children to hate and raising children to perpetrate violence in the next generation. And I personally feel that that is just a very, very negative way of raising children. And I would absolutely have the same criticism for Jewish children who might be raised in the same way. Fortunately, and I can say fortunately, the vast majority of Jewish children being raised in this country are raised without that hatred, are raised to respect other people and to seek a peaceful solution and to believe in peace rather than to look for violence and to look for revenge. But in the event that there might be individual institutions who are promoting that sort of education, they should absolutely be held accountable for that.
Absolutely right. Snow, rain, and high winds have hit many parts of Israel. What's going on with the water situation as well there?
Well, you know, first of all, almost a meter of snow has fallen on the Hermon. And would you believe that it was closed yesterday because of bad weather? Which is what usually people like in the Hermon, because obviously there's a ski field there and people like to go and ski, but apparently the ski field will be open over the weekend. Good snows have fallen, lots and lots of rain. I mean, when we talk about the rain, the amount of rain that has fallen in northern Israel as opposed to the central part in southern Israel is absolutely substantial, something like between 120 and 150 millimeters of rain, has fallen in the Upper Galilee and in the Golan Heights, just over the, since Saturday night, so in less than a week. Some places have received like a quarter of the annual average rainfall just since Saturday night. And of course, this is running into the Kinneret. The Kinneret level has gone up by something like 20 millimeters already just in the last few days, and the flow of water into the Kinneret is still reported to be very, very substantial. There are reports saying that the water flowing down the Jordan River is the largest volume of water seen over the last 5 years. So there's a lot of rain that has fallen, thankfully. But when we put it all into perspective and we have a look at the level of the Kinneret of the Sea of Galilee, which is one of Israel's main water sources, then I can say that despite the huge increase in the level of the Kinneret over the past few days, it has only just now snuck above the black line. Okay, remembering that we've got sort of two red lines and a black line, which is like the no-go line. So we've now only just recovered above the black line, and it has something like 5.5 meters still to go until the Kinneret can be regarded as up to its full level, and potentially the sluice gates will be opened in order to allow water to flow down the Jordan towards the Dead Sea, which is so badly needed. But that doesn't seem likely to happen, at least in the near future. We have to be thankful for what we have. The water, the rainfall this season, this December particularly, and also now into January, has been substantial. And of course, that's very, very good news. The snow will ultimately melt and will also run into the Kinneret. And so hopefully that will help to raise the levels of the Kinneret as well. But a lot of rain in the north, cold weather, some places reporting in temperatures in single digits, 6, 7, 8 degrees. And of course, in the Hermon, the Golan area, a lot colder than that as the snowfall has been very heavy. So for some people, an exciting weekend in the snowfields. And of course, good news for the water, and hopefully this will just continue a few more weeks yet, so that when we get to the end of our rainy season and into the summer, that we can begin the summer with higher water levels at least than we started last summer, which will be really good news, given that we've had five successive years of drought over the past 5 years.
When traditionally does the rainy season end in Israel?
The wettest months in Israel are generally December and January. So by the end of January and sometimes into February as well, but certainly by the time we get to the middle and towards the end of February, we would expect the rainy season already to be nearing its end. We have heard of rain around the Pesach time, but already we're seeing the end of that. So I would suggest that we probably have 6 to 8 weeks of really intensive rainy season left ahead of us now before we head into the dry summer period. So let's hope that will produce a lot of rain and a lot of water that will run down into all of our water resources, so that we'll have a good summer and we'll be able to at least take a little bit of pressure off those desalination plants that are really coming into their own now as we hit some really, really dry periods.
Absolutely right. Anthony Reich, this is where we love and leave you. You have a fantastic day, fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and we will catch you on Monday morning.
Take care. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.